I'm joined by Higginsville Husker head basketball coach for the boys' side, Jim Stoner. Coach, you had a busy week this week with three games on tap. How'd you come out?
Yeah, we did. We're getting to that point where, you know, you got makeup games, and we had three this week. We actually have another one tomorrow, makeup game. So we had Hogan Prep on Monday, lost by 15 to them. Beat Lexington on Tuesday, 77-57, and beat Carrollton tonight, 81-59.
Well, Coach, like you said, you're busy. You got another game tomorrow night. One loss out of the three to probably a pretty good Hogan Prep team, pretty good program up there in Kansas City. Had a big game for Mason Rumsey, 33 points during, I think I was hoping Hogan Prep, if I'm correct.
Yeah. Mason had 33 of our 54 that night, and he definitely played well, and we kind of rely on him to score for us.
He also had a pretty good game against Lexington, I think it was. He had 30 against Lexington.
Yes, Tuesday night, Mason led us again with, he had 30 on Tuesday. I think he had 24 in the first half, and he's capable of getting loose. And he got rolling there in the second quarter against Lexington. We also had some other good performances. Lexington, Kaiser Ganvega, and Josiah Golden were the other two in double figures with 11 each. And, you know, those are two sophomores and a freshman there, so pretty excited about that. But our senior players have just been playing really well and doing a lot of little things that are unsung and really solidifying our team going down the stretch here, as was evident tonight. Rumsey led us again tonight in scoring, but with 28. But Mason Gash, senior starting forward, had 19, season high for him. So that was a big boost. And then Kaiser Ganvega, our second leading scorer on the year, he had 17 tonight. So three in double figures, and again, a lot of good play from our seniors, Jordan Golden and Dawson Coral, start for us and played very well. Dennis Dawkins came off the bench, did well. Noah Isles is getting back in the mix, another senior who's been injured most of the season. So I think some things are starting to come together for us.
Well, Coach, you sound like you have a lot of depth. You have a lot of players there, and it's nice when you can look to someone else on a different night to be the highest scorer. So for a defense, if I'm preparing for you, you know, it's hard just to prepare for one player or two, means you've got three or four guys that can go, you know, lights out any night.
Well, we hope to get multiple scorers. Yeah, for sure. People start keying on the Rumsey kid, you know, so – we definitely need people to step up and score. We have capable guys. You know, like I said, the Ganvega kids had two of the three games this week. He got in the double figures. You know, I definitely like some of the things. Mason Gash stepping up tonight, having 19 was big. So yeah, we're looking much better than we were earlier in the year as far as having some multiple scores.
That is right, Coach. Tomorrow night, are you actually playing a daytime game or tomorrow evening?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're playing tomorrow. Girls play at 1:30, and then we're after that, so probably 2:45, 3 o'clock. We go right back and play Carrollton again. We're at Carrollton tomorrow in a makeup game.
I got you. I thought that was the case, Coach. What is your record right now?
We're 9-13 overall, 3-4 in conference.
3-4 in conference. Well, Coach, we thank you for calling the fifth quarter show here. And we hope to hear from you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.